It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Says it all, doesn't it?
Oh, you know.
This is a funny place.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just reflecting on a fabulous weekend with our program director, Chris.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Looks like he's gotten some of his color back.
He has color?
We are going to talk to...
is his color green?
Dave White from Movies.com.
Oh, good.
Find out about the big holiday weekend and also talk about blockbusters. There's a guy that's been waiting for a long time during the commercial break.
Yes.
Denny from Rockville, you want to talk about kids and work habits?
Yes, sir, Mike. I'm in the restaurant industry, as you once were.
Yes. And thank you for putting that in the past tense where it belongs.
I'm tired of firing kids and having their parents come in and yell at me for firing their baby.
Wow, oh, boy. You know, but that's one of the things they were talking about in this 60 Minutes piece is that
you shouldn't have to deal with that.
One of the major issues that they were saying is important to the Millennium Kids is, and I love the way he said the Millennium Kids. Sounds like the Andromeda Strain.
Sci-fi movie, sure.
You got one of the things that employers have to do now is it's very important for the parents to know that these kids are doing a great job. So therein lies the whole self-esteem
why?
Thing.
And why do we care? And why do we care what the Millennium Kids want? Why does it make any difference? There's still a job to be done, right?
Now, when you're talking about parents coming in and bitching, Danny, what age group are we talking
Danny.
About? Are these kids that are working like, as paper boys, or do you have like a job where they're in their mid-20s and they're out of college?
His head chef.
Like 16 to 22.
I
had a 22-year-old girl's father come in upset with me for firing his daughter for not coming to work.
It happens, though. It really does, because parents
crazy.
Get more involved now. I don't know where we lost our way with this, but it does seem to me that you've got a lot of parents that will not even see any logic when it comes to their own kids.
Blind to it.
They will completely put the blinders on, and the kids will go on and do their crappy job, and they can do no wrong.
It's different for us because, I mean, this is really outside of Safeway. The only job I've ever had is this and delivering furniture. But this is so deadline-driven,
but
and
this,
it's
you
so
have to admit,
result-oriented.
This job is also such a great job for a slacker, don't you think?
It can be, if he can be on time.
Depends on the job that you're doing, yeah.
I mean, if you're in studio slacking, that's fine, but you can't be late.
No, you can't be late at all. I just think back to my old man definitely defended me when I got fired from Cats Creative Decorating. That story
yeah,
I told
but you
the other
day. Did he go down to the store?
Well, you know what? He was just... He didn't like the fact that it wasn't explained.
That's it was all about the bottom line.
That had nothing to do with it, Rob.
Okay.
That had nothing. Rob is trying to turn it into something that's
something
right
something
at all.
Untoward.
No. My father was not. No, he didn't feel that way, Rob.
All right, good.
The thing was, he didn't like the fact that I remember what the guy said. Generally, things have not worked out.
Was that Mr. Katz?
Tuesday's your last day. And that's what pissed my old man off. My father just thought that I deserved an explanation as to why, so I could,
it was too vague. It was nonspecific.
Yeah, so I
reason.
Could improve my behavior.
Exactly.
Hey, Beth Ann, where's our movie guy? I'm supposed to talk to it. Let me know if I have to do
she
that.
She fired him.
Let's go to, yes, because his parents called. Pete in Stafford, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I teach a trade. I teach carpentry and plumbing and, all the building trades.
Right.
Yeah. And students have gotten just extremely lazy in the past 5 years.
Now, how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching about 15 years.
All right, so you come by it honest. You've been around these kids for a long time.
Yeah, and the work ethic has significantly declined, and the amount of, coddling by the parent has significantly increased.
Right. Well, it's hard to say, but, this was an entire piece that I watched last night on 60 Minutes that seemed to be saying that there's a whole culture that exists now and
generational.
We'll talk about it maybe later on in the show. But the fact is that culture now has it so permeated our society that you really do have to run your companies like this. Yeah. I'm not sure whether you do.
Yeah,
or you
how
don't,
do you, how do you handle it, sir?
He's gone.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh,
we got to move on because it is Hollywood time.
The guy's here.
Yes, time to talk a little movie action. Let's welcome from the fabulous website movies.com. This is Dave White. Dave, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you,
there
Dave?
He is.
I'm good. How are y'all today?
We're just talking about the terrible work ethic of kids these days. Even though we're
kids.
we're all kids at heart. How's the work ethic over at movies.com? Are those kids that working? Because I'm sure you've got millennium kids that work at movies.com, right?
You know what? That's a very good question. I don't know.
Steve, are you a millennium kid? Are you a millennium kid?
No. I'm one of the dreaded Generation X people.
Okay, Generation X. I didn't know anything about this millennium issue until I watched 60 Minutes last night, and then we got kind of curious about it as to, you know, whether the work ethic is slacked or whether it hasn't, and it's hard to say. I don't think
everybody's lazy.
Everybody's lazy.
There's a lot of that. Yeah,
that's a wonderful.
Everybody's lazy.
Yeah, I know. How's the new Indiana Jones movie? How's that?
I was just fixing to say that I am the guy they send to the movies, so I'm never in the office. So
it's a dream job.
I wouldn't know who's working there. Really, I'm always out of the movies.
It's a dream job to have that. And is this what you always wanted to do? Have you always been a maniac about the movies?
I've always been obsessed with movies. Yeah, from the time I was a little kid, just begging my mom to drag me off to the movies on the weekends and drop me off there. Now this was back in the 70s when you could still do that.
I believe an
8-year-old at a movie theater and it'd be all right. You know,
I always like to ask guys that do what you do. Was there any particular film that you saw that really kicked it into overdrive, where you said, oh, my God, this is like the greatest thing in the world? I mean, I love movies, too, and anybody that does love movies, there's always that singular cinematic experience that you see. Was there any one movie that stands out in your mind that you saw when you were younger?
I'll tell you, I was obsessed with the Poseidon Adventure when I was a little kid.
Really?
I couldn't get enough of that ship turning upside down. I could go see that movie again and again and again, and I knew who died,
right,
and I knew who lived, and it was exciting every time.
And you could watch Shelley
and
Winters.
And I was like 8 or 9 years old and just was like enthralled by that movie.
You could watch Shelley Winters do her little swim under the...
Yeah.
I love that.
Hot.
Yeah,
red
that
hot.
Was an amazing movie.
No comparison to the modern one. I swear to God, the old Poseidon Adventure.
The new one they made like 2 years ago was a laugh.
Yeah.
It was just laughably bad.
Not in a good way. Yeah.
Okay, so this past weekend, obviously the Indiana Jones movie
it made a lot of money.
And Indiana Jones, what is it? K.O. Pectate and the Crystal Skull.
Indiana Jones and the hip replacement surgery.
That's
what we call it around here.
How does old Harrison hold up in that? Because I have not gotten a chance to see it yet. It is a blockbuster. I'm hearing a lot of people saying this movie is great. I don't like the genre necessarily, the whole action adventure thing. But from a nostalgic point of view, if the movie is good, I'm going to go see it. How good is it?
I really enjoyed myself. Now, I know it's getting a lot of critical negative attention.
Yeah.
But I'm not in that boat. I really had a good time. I have very fond affection for at least the first two Indiana Jones movies, the Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom, I think are really amazing. And so I was looking forward to this. I was very happy to see it. I had a really great time. I didn't mind, where the plot went. I'm not going to, spoil it for the five people out there who still haven't seen it. But I had a really good time. And Harrison Ford, to his credit, does not try to be a young man.
I like that.
They make it very clear he's in his 60s. he's pretty spry. You can be 65 years old and jump around like he can, and that's a good life.
I think, I've always heard the rap on Harrison Ford is that, in his off hours, he enjoys an occasional adult beverage, and that's what's helping him.
There are stories about him out there and his hobbies, but I've never hung out with him, so I can't really tell you.
And I also see him sometimes at those award shows where he'll get up there he's got to be baked in order to sound the way he is.
He looks very relaxed.
Not a good talk show.
But he's also a genuine movie star, and I'm glad to hear you say that he doesn't try to pretend he's younger than he is, and they actually write that into the story, right, where he's...
That's definitely part of the story.
Good.
That's why Karen Allen is back. And,
guilty
of being hot.
That's right.
All right, there's a movie that is coming out that I want to ask you about. I don't know whether I don't think it's come out yet. But I saw a couple of trailers over the weekend, a couple of ads for this movie that it just looks... When I see any kind of horror movie, that says based on a true story, I always get a little intrigued.
You know that they're making it all up. Yeah.
But I don't care because they suck me in when they say that. What about this movie, The Strangers? Have you seen it or have you heard anything about it?
I'm seeing it tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I wish we caught you after you saw it. I want
to
know
opens
it.
Friday. It opens Friday, right. And I'm seeing it tonight. And what you always can know, here's just a good rule of thumb.
Okay.
The words based on a true story means none of this really happened. And that's, seriously.
I'm
like,
such a dumbass. I swear to God.
If they say it is a true story, then some of it happened.
Okay.
But if they say it's based on a true story, then virtually none of it happened.
Yeah. Okay. It sure looks scary, though, when they got all them masks on there. I like
that. Well, yeah, those masks. I'll tell you, that trailer, I saw the trailer in a movie theater, I guess about a month ago, and that trailer freaked me out.
Yeah, fabulous trailer.
What is your worst fear? To, like, walk into your house and see someone standing there with a bag over their head with, like, a face painted
yeah,
on it?
No, one of them. Horrible.
The crazy thing about the trailer is that those people don't run. Like, they just stand there and, like, oh, look, there's this guy with a bag over his head. I wonder what he wants from me. Like, you don't immediately turn and run out of your house.
You know, it seems, Dave, that if you're a horror movie fan like I am, you do.
I'm a huge horror fan,
You will admit that you do get sucked in. And sometimes you just get so categorically disappointed by some of these films that I don't remember them. I block the ones that I hate out, and I remember the ones that I love. Right. But, I mean,
exactly.
Every now and then one comes along like this, so I'll be very curious. Hopefully we can get you on again to talk about
I can remember one that disappointed you.
Which one?
You hated, as I did, The Blair Witch Project.
The Blair Witch Project I thought was the most overrated piece of crap
that
I've ever seen in my life. Josh! That's the whole goddamn movie. Josh! Oh, it's this brand new technique they're using. Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's night vision. Whoop-de-effing-do. I hated that movie. How did you feel about that, Dave?
Yeah.
Well, you know, your feelings about the Blair Witch Project, I think, were really sort of dependent on how much hype you heard going into it.
And I didn't see it until late.
I saw it very early, and I wasn't prepared for what it was.
Okay,
and,
see,
and
that's
what
different.
What I liked about it was that it was sort of like a negation of all this other stuff. Like it was the opposite of excessive. It asked you to participate in a way that movies, horror movies, weren't doing at the time.
Right.
But then, of course, it became like a big, you know, thing.
And see,
so I was down for it when it came out. I realized, like, you could see it about 2 months into its run, and have heard way too much about it to be impressed.
That's where I was. That's where I was. Yeah. I remember that. So I got to ask you, Dave, what's hot for summer? What are the hot movies that are coming out this summer?
Oh, well, Sex and the City.
Are any guys going to go see that? Are any guys going to see that, or just women?
I saw it last week, and there were plenty of guys.
Okay.
And but that was a press audience. So, you know,
that's right.
Okay. Those are all critics.
Yeah.
And so, I think what this is going to be, it's going to be a movie that scads of women are going to go see in groups. And they're either going to go with their gay male friends, or those gay male friends are just going to go in their own big groups of people to see the movie. And boyfriends are going to be dragged along by the women, but they'll be doing so with a certain amount of excitement on their own part. I think really what happens is that a lot of guys won't admit to having watched Sex in the City, but they actually do it anyway because it's kind of like being in a chemistry class. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like learning things that you don't really know anything about, and here is a group of experts to tell you.
I understand.
So I think that's what happens. No, it's going to be a big deal Friday.
Mm-hmm. Anything for the – hello?
Are you all right?
Are you all right there?
I'm still here.
Okay,
I'm
very good.
Here.
Anything for the male half of our listening audience besides Sex and the City?
Not
this weekend.
Coming out this summer, anything?
No, see what happens is these big movies, they open on Friday. Everything gets out of their way.
Can we look for any extended period when we won't see the following words? Narnia, Terabithia, Hogwarts, or Harold and Kumar?
Caspian.
Caspian.
Well, you know what? The Harold and Kumar didn't do very well, and I was very surprised by that because it's a pretty darn funny movie. And it tanked, and I was very surprised. And I think Narnia you're going to hear about for the next few weeks at least,
right.
And the Iron Man is really where your male repeat audience is going, I think, and that's still really a big strong movie, and it's doing really well. It's really holding up against. Box office wise,
when all is said and done,
other films.
When all is said and done, will Iron Man measure up close to Indiana Jones?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I really think so.
My
yeah.
buddy Chad Duke says, "Forgetting Sarah Marshall is the movie to see." Is that
Forgetting Sarah Marshall is really funny?
Yeah,
is a really funny movie. It's not, you know, it's not a spectacular looking movie because it's just a bunch of people wandering around a Hawaiian resort. But the comedy in this movie is very much in the vein of 40-year-old virgin and Knocked Up and the Judd Apatow sort of world of comedy. I'll be interested to see if, you know, the Adam Sandler and the Mike Myers movie does as well as Sarah Marshall, or if it gets the same kind of critical reaction.
Do you think that Mike Myers has gone to the well one too many times with this whole thing?
I can't think of another movie that makes me wish I weren't a movie critic.
Oh, right. Oh, have you seen Get Smart? Is that any good?
I have not seen Get Smart, but okay. I'm really interested in it because I think Steve Carell's hilarious.
All right. Good.
I'm down for that, definitely.
And what do you think will be the biggest movie of the summer is going to be? Have we seen it yet? Is it the Indiana Jones movie?
Oh, gosh. I think Hellboy 2 is going to be a big thing.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't think people are anticipating that. I don't think they even remember how big a hit the first Hellboy was. But they, I think that's going to be a big deal. I also think Mamma Mia might turn out to be a pretty big deal.
I've heard that.
Which will be strange, but, you know, I think it might end up surprising people with how well it does. I think maybe Iron Man and Indiana Jones, we might have already seen the two biggest movies of the summer.
I was saying the same thing. Were you a Sidney Pollack fan, Dave? Were you a big Sidney Pollack fan? That's,
oh, yeah.
That's big story in Hollywood today.
He was a great director and a great actor, and, you know, it's always a drag when you see somebody, you know, die in their 70s because you don't have to die in your 70s. It's kind of like something has to take you out in your 70s, you know?
Yeah, he was awesome. I mean, not only a great director, but, you know, you think of movies like Tootsie, but I also remember the Eyes Wide Shut movie with Tom Cruise,
right.
Which...
And Eyes Wide Shut. I was a big fan of Eyes Wide Shut.
I was a big fan of it, too.
Tootsie was great.
I think I did my very best to ignore Tom Cruise's performance in that movie.
Yes, yeah.
And I was able to enjoy the movie by doing that.
That's often the case with Tom Cruise.
It is.
You have to ignore the fact that he's in the movie.
As bad as I really didn't, and he wasn't all that bad, but he was Tom Cruise. So, if you're not a big fan of Tom Cruise, you have to look
There's
the other way.
There's a built-in annoyance factor, really, with him.
But Nicole Kidman in that movie, when she is telling him that she wants to have an affair with someone, I mean, that is the coldest and most amazing. I mean,
Yeah, you said the adjective I was about to deliver. She's as cold as ice, and that's exactly how I like her.
Delightful. That's a great movie, and Sidney Pollack's great in that. Well, Dave, it looks like a lot of good movies are coming up. I hope we get a chance to talk to you. Anything else this week? And besides Sex and the City, that's pretty much it, right?
That's it, really. Like I say, when the big movie opens, the other movies get out of the way. They don't open on the same weekend unless they've got some big, unless they think they're going to get the audience that won't go see that, like The Strangers.
Good stuff.
Those are two different audiences, definitely.
Well, have fun at The Strangers tonight, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you real soon and talk about some more good movies coming up. Dave White from Movies.com.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you coming
on the
show.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot. There he goes. All right, good man. And I don't know if I'm going to go see Sex and the City.
Dave White.
Even though the creator... was my prom date.
That's right.
It doesn't seem like she's, I think, in any way associated with this. I don't know whether
she
Candace
might be
Bushnell,
on the receiving end of a rather large check.
I think she's going to get some moolah out of the deal.
That's
but
about it.
I don't think she. I saw a whole magazine profile, might have been the Entertainment Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, where they had everybody, and I was waiting for the little Candace Bushnell segment that they had in there, and it was nowhere to be found.
She'll just be cashing the checks,
that.
Mike.
That's right.
Yeah, money. That's it.
She's
money
at that
makes
point.
The world go round. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back. We are going to talk about the Hollywood hot sheet.
Yes.
Because we didn't talk enough Hollywood there. I'd like to hear about Sidney Pollack. I was a big fan. Maybe a little bit more about the blind taste test.
Mm-hmm.
And also want to ask Buzz some questions about pornography. That and a lot more.
Very nice.
I'm your man, Mike.
I know you're my man. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.